Andrea, for the opportunity. Can you all hear me okay? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Tonight, I'm not going to hold up. I'm just going to get right into what I believe the Lord has directed me to speak on tonight. Hallelujah. As they say, there is a word from the Lord, be it as it's teaching or preaching, it will be a word from the Lord. Amen. I would like for you to turn with me in Daniel, the sixth chapter, the fourth and the fifth verse, and we're going to skip down to the 11th verse. Very familiar. And it reads as follows. Wait just a minute, let me get in here. Four. Then the president of the princes sought out to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Down to the 11th verse. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplications before his God. So I'm going to stop right there. And for today, just want you to think about, take a thought with you. Don't be distracted by haters. Trust God's plan. Don't be distracted by the haters. Trust God's plan. And as we look at this, when we look at Daniel, we think about how they was doing, as we just read. But let me before I go there, let me just talk about haters for a minute. Just hate. A hater is a person who greatly dislike a specific person. Some, you know, specific. They've done eyeballed you. They see you. They know you. So they dislike you. It's a person or thing, but I'm talking about the people now. Hater, a negative or somebody's finding fault all the time in you, a person that talks, you know, negative stuff all the time about somebody. Haters. An acronym defined having anger towards everyone. And a lot of the people that are haters, most of the time, if you be around and watch them, they're angry all the time. They it's something going on inside of them. They don't know how. They don't take time or find out, you know, to deal with it. So they're always angry. And so when you always angry and have stuff in you, it causes other things to come out of you. And you're classified in this thing as a hater. It says reaching, you know, angry at towards everyone for reaching, whoever reached success, whoever gained something, whoever's prospering, whoever look like they're doing good, even when they're not doing good, but because you're not around them, you don't know, you just see the outside. So anybody who's reaching success, in other name, just to name a couple, is a despiser, ill wisher. We talk about a hater. And most of the time we listen to what people say and we listen to, oh, it bothers us when we go home and sit down. Well, they said they didn't, they was, you know, we start thinking about what they said. We start thinking about, could it be true? Could it be this? You know, sometimes you know what the state of mind you in, you get caught up or you get thrown off in that area sometimes. So we have to be very careful about what we hear, what we really take into our spirit, man, because haters are always there. The enemy gonna keep them there because he wants to distract you. He wants to stop you. That's their job. But when we trust God's plan and trust God's timing, because he has already predestined you, us to go somewhere, to be something, to gain something, to accomplish something. He has already possessing us to be in a place, in a season, in a time. But when haters start talking, when haters start working, a lot of time we get sidetracked and we just thrown off. And we don't know how to get back on sometimes. We get caught up in that well. But we have to rely on his God's promises for what he told you, where he's taking you. He didn't give it all to you. So you don't have the whole answer. No, he didn't. The devil is right. God didn't tell you everything. He wasn't supposed to tell you everything. He told you what you needed for where you are to get you right now in the state of mindset to move forward to where he's taking you. So we got to wait on his answer. That's the hard part sometimes. Believe in his believe in his miracles, that he's working in miracles. He's going to work it out. I put something before God today, and I know that nobody can do it but God. And so I'm expecting it to be done. I put it before him today with boldness, and I'm waiting on it to manifest. We have to rejoice in his goodness, no matter what the haters are saying, no matter what you're going through. Because when you start going through stuff, I'm telling you, the pressure get on. I don't care how anointed you are. I don't care how saved you think you are, but you're still human. When we trust God and believe him, it changes everything. Yeah, you heard what they said. Yeah, you thought about it for a minute, but you realize I don't need to be listening to them. I'm trusting what God said. I don't need to be listening to them. The word didn't say that. I don't need to be listening to them. When you feed, push that thing back and you talk to that thing and you let them know, wait a minute, Dev, I'm not going there with you. I trust God. I trust God's plan. I'm trusting God's timing. Yeah, I have to wait a little while longer. I might have to cry a little bit, but I trust this ain't what God told me. No, this is not my portion. And so when we do that, then when we be like Daniel, the story of Daniel prayed 3 times a day in the window so everybody could see him. Most of us know the story. He prayed and he didn't care about you watching because he wanted you to see. He didn't hide it. So when they get mad at the haters, jealousy would do this to you. Now you have good friends that be jealous and you still try to hang with you because they get some good out of it. But they're jealous and they're haters. And they so hated him. So they get together in a group, and what they say, we got to come up with something to stop him. We got to come up with something to get him down. We got to come up with a plan, y'all. And they realize how faithful he was to God. They realize how he trusted God. They realize that he relied on something higher and greater than him that they couldn't touch. So they say, well, we'll get him because the king is the king and the king can stop stuff. I can just only imagine. They said, well, we'll get that. And they did. They carried something to the king and the king fixed it up and said, okay, let's do that. But I don't believe at the time the king really was thinking about Daniel when he first did that. But guess what? It didn't matter because when he came back around to him, he realized what had happened, but he trusted in something he saw in Daniel to believe that Daniel was going to make it. He hoped for it, even if he didn't understand it. So that's what happens when our haters do it, y'all. That's what happens when people start messing and coming after. They're going to come after you. Somebody gonna come, and it has to be somebody that you're gonna pay attention to, because otherwise you're gonna ignore them. If you've never been an alcoholic or you never really like to drink, and somebody flashing around drinks in front, they don't bother you. But let them get that cigarette you used to smoke them 3 packs a day, and every now and then there's something may rise up, and you have to push it to take kill it. It has to be something or someone that you're gonna pay attention to, or else he won't be bothering you. So you got to know. That you know that no matter what going on, because they're coming. And they went on and y'all, they set it up. But I want y'all to remember the story. I'm skipping down. I'm not going to read. I'm just going to paraphrase and tell you a little bit. The king, when he put him in, he trusted that he was coming out okay, because he knew some Daniel trusted in something greater than him. So he knew, okay, now it's time for me to see this thing. And he changed his heart. He changed his mind because nobody can do us like Jesus. Nobody could do what he done for Daniel, but the hand of mighty God in heaven. Nobody could do it. So as I say a lot of time, who wouldn't serve a God like that? And so, we have to get to that mindset to where that's where we are. That's how we feel. That's what we think. That's where we at. Yeah, you might get weak sometimes because you're human. You might slip just a little bit, but when you snap back in and remember those things, and that's Romans 15 and 13 said, I'm going to read the Amplified of them. It said, may the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing. We got to believe what he said. We got to trust his word. Through the experience of your faith, things happen to increase your faith. Some things are allowed and you put through to increase your faith. That by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope. With hope. What is hope? Hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. What is hope? Hope is a feeling of trust, anticipation. Hope, what you're doing, you're looking for something. You're expecting something. Optimistic state of mind based on the expectations of the positive outcome. You're expecting it to be done right. You're expecting God to come through for you. That's the hope. So God has given us, he's filling us. He's instilled us with this. So we got to believe him and trust him in spite of what we can talk it all day long. You can say that you do all day long. You can speak scriptures all you want to. I run across people sometimes talking scriptures because they know God, but the Lord already showed me them. And I said, I don't care about you knowing the scripture. I'm talking about, are you living in it the best that you can? I mean, are you trying to do what you're supposed to do in the scripture? Because you know the scripture, the devil know the word, so come on now. So when we go through this and when we accept God, take his plan, trust his plan and trust his timing. And when we don't be distracted too much by the haters, or when we get thrown off, we come again, then we can do this so greatly when we accept. No, first we got to acknowledge what God has instilled in us where we are. Three things that we need to look at. Three things. We need to acknowledge. And what is acknowledged is to accept of the truth, the acceptance of the truth or existence of something. So when we accept God has already instilled and put this in us, we have hope in us, we have the trust of God, we love in him, and the spirit of God inside us to change us and make us not be like we used to be, or no matter what the haters are saying, we can have the greater thing because our Father, you know, owns the world and the land and everything in it. So he dispensed to us according to as our faith and as we grow. So when we acknowledge where we are, who we are in him, not so much in self, because you change from yourself and you are coming to a different light. And accept the knowledge. Once we acknowledge the knowledge, you can sometimes apologize, you know, for regret or something. But you got to come to acknowledge. That's what acknowledgement is. Acknowledgement that, you know, a fault, I'm wrong. Don't be afraid to repent. Don't be afraid to apologize. But because that's who you are in the Lord. So when we acknowledge where we are with God, when we acknowledge who he is in us, when we acknowledge that he who has begun a good work in us, in me, he will put people, he's going to manifest it, y'all. He's going to bring it, he's going to put manifest it. When we realize that I am the righteousness of God, when we accept it and know we realize and acknowledge, first we got to acknowledge it, that my God is able to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. So the haters can keep talking. The haters can go on because they ain't going to stop. But don't you stop believing and trusting in God, and don't you stop trusting in his plan. Then when we acknowledge it, we got to accept it. So now we got to accept. What is consent? Consent to receive a thing offered. God has offered it to us. Now we acknowledge that he's offered it to me. Now I want to accept it. Believe or come to recognize an opinion, explanation, et cetera, you know, things we recognizing what God has said to me, who I am and where I am and what he's expecting of me as valid or correct. You know, the things that we hear, things that we have heard of him, this is valid stuff. This is stuff that's real. This is stuff that he's made a map for us. We can follow his word and get to and do and have and be in. We come to and agree to take something. We agree to take him at his word. We're agreeing to take on the newness of life. As satisfactory, reasonable, or truth. We're talking about we accepting now what God has put in us, what God is the plan he has for us. We're accepting this now. So when we accept this, guess what? To receive something offered willingly, this is to accept. So we are in the mode of accepting because we have already acknowledged. Now we accept. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's a gift. He's given all the gifts he give us to be able to take hold of his word, his plan for our life, and move forward in Jesus' name. So then when we can step and we do all that stuff, we can be like Daniel was. We can stand on that word and do all that. We can be like Paul was in the 28th chapter Acts when that viper got on his arm and he knocked it off and everybody was looking at him. Oh, he got to be messed up. He got to be a devil. He's something wrong. We're looking for him to fall. Haters. Because he was able to get it off and they probably didn't know they would have been gone. Haters. See, when we acknowledge and accept, then we can learn to appreciate. We can learn to appreciate where God has got us at in the troubles and the things that come our way. We can learn to appreciate the fact that God said it, so I believe it, and I'm acting on what I believe. Oh, you can call me arrogant if you want to, but I'm not arrogant. I just trust what God said. I'm going to keep my head up because guess what? Tears, not at all. I can do it but Jesus. So when we appreciate, we recognize the full worth. Or the full value of what God has instilled in us, what he got for us, what he's bringing to us, the importance of something or someone. We're talking about appreciate, to admire and value something or someone. Because we have to appreciate ourselves. We talk about ourselves, but I'm just reading some of the definitions to you. A strong feeling of the, wait a minute, let me see what I wrote here, of thankfulness, gratitude. We're talking about appreciating God, what God has said about us, what he's telling us, where he's taking us, what he's doing in us, why he's allowing us to go through the thing. Well, I don't know why she goes, you got to be doing some jokes, friends. You got to be doing something wrong. You got to be the messed up. Even his wife got tired of waiting and saying, no, God, this can't be God. Haters, you going through and they still hating on you. But I bet they hate him even more when God gave him double the what he had. Don't be distracted, y'all. Don't be hindered by the haters. Remember, I need y'all to hear this. Remember, only as high as you can reach. Only, let me read that right. Only as high as you can reach can you grow. Only as high now as you can reach that you can grow. Only as far as you seek that you can go. You don't seek no fat path where you're standing, you ain't gonna go no path where you're standing. Only as deep as you look can you see. You got to get deep in that thing. If you don't dig deep in it, you ain't gonna get in it. You don't pray, you ain't fasting, you ain't trying to do nothing, you ain't reading the word, you ain't checking on the world, you ain't trying to live nothing, you ain't change your mindset, you ain't going that far. And only as much as you dream can you be. How much are you dreaming? How much are you expecting God to do for you? Out of what he done put inside of you, out of what he done gave us. So this is my finna get close out in my closing. I want to leave this with you. I want you to think about this. Because I am accepting where I am, I acknowledge it and I accept it and I appreciate God. And because of my love for him, of who he is and what he's doing for me, because I'm receiving the mind of Christ, because I'm looking for my life, that I know for a fact that my life has changed, but I'm looking for it to continue to change it for the glory of God, because I'm expecting things to happen even more so. I'm expecting to enjoy the natural side of life and the spiritual side, because I appreciate what he's saying about me. I can appreciate that he looked down and picked me out of the bunch and chose me and gave me a chance and opportunity. So this is what I'm going to do. I refuse to allow circumstances to own me. The circumstance you're going through, sickness you're going through, yes, you're going to get weak sometime, and yes, your mind may want to cross over, but you got to tell it and remind it who you are. I refuse to allow my struggles to jail me. I ain't trying to be in jail and in bondage for nobody. I ain't trying to be stuck right there. I ain't trying to do it. I'm trying to move forward. And yeah, you might look at me and look down on me right now because I've been sick. You know, people say, oh, you've been going through a long time. Honey, I don't know. You sure you did? You dead? You this? And you, honey, it's all right because this is all part of God's plan. I know who I am. I refuse to allow my haters to strip me of my joy. My haters. You ain't taking my joy. Yeah, throw your stuff at me. Yeah, like I said, I might get weak. It might look like a lean to the side. But when I think of his goodness, hallelujah, Jesus, when I think of all that he's done for me, when I think about everything that he brought me through, when I think about just look down a hill and just see from the hill, I ain't got to go back 10 years. When I just look down a hill, what God has done for me, then I'm not going to let y'all take my joy. I will strive to have amazing moments in my life daily. I'm striving for goodness and greatness. I'm looking for greater and greater and greater. I'm better and better. And I'm looking to grow in him. I'm looking to stand firm. I'm asking him to give me the mind that I need to serve him greater, to do better, to hear him and to obey him more, that I can have more and more of that. Because God opened my eyes and gave me this opportunity, I refuse to accept anything less. I refuse. Might not have this and might not have that, but guess what? I refuse to be woe is me. I refuse to be Charlie Brown, somebody always, y'all always talk about. Yeah, they're going to talk, baby, but the more they talk, what you going to do? Hold your head up and keep on walking. Hold your head up and keep on trusting. Hold, as long as you know you're doing what you're supposed to do and you're doing what you got to do, not stuff that you think you need to do. So you can't think, you can't be so emotional tied into what they're talking about that you might think that that's where you need to be. If it's not in God's word and God didn't say it, it's not true. You have to know. I'm going to share this, and I know I said this is it. I'm going to share this. I looked at a movie the other night, and the lady and her husband, they loved each other. And they loved each other to the love that you everybody want to know. You know how TV is. It can fix some stuff up. And they showed the love. And she wanted to give him, they wanted to have children. She lost two babies. And in the midst of losing the two babies, she decided, you know, they just said they couldn't have no kids. So she watched her husband's kids. He always playing with kids. He wanted kids. So she decided to pray, she said, to see what to do. So she, her prayer was, should she divorce her husband, let him free? So she done prayed and prayed and prayed. She said that God confirmed that she got a confirmation that she's supposed to divorce him to let him be free to marry somebody else that can give him kids because she couldn't give him kids. She was so bundled up in that thing of her insignificance, her stuff she felt inside, her not being able to have a baby, no matter how, I can imagine how she may have felt only because I have children. But, you know, not being able to perform or be this and be that, you know how people do when we can't do something, we less than and all of that. So she was so wrapped up in that that she believed that she heard God tell her to do something that's against God's plan. Come on, somebody. It made him divorce her. But right before he made the parents had given them a trip on a cruise, hallelujah. And they went on a cruise and they got it together and they had a lot of stuff going on because they at each other because now the divorce is coming up. They just went on a cruise because it was a gift. But while they was on that cruise, let me tell you what the Lord did. He allowed them to conceive, but they didn't know anything about it because this time she didn't get sick. This time nothing, you know, she didn't know nothing. She didn't know anything. What's going on? Because nothing happened. She went on with life every day. He tried to date, couldn't date. I mean, 6 months, 6.5 months went by. Divorce papers finally came through. She went to the doctor the same morning before she got the divorce papers and found out she was 6.5 months pregnant. Now, she done made him divorce, and she done went through all this because she thought she heard God because she was wrapped up. Don't be so wrapped up in them haters. Don't let them distract you. Don't let them get in there. Don't even let you do it. But God turned that thing around. They kept telling her, trust God. Hold on. God got a plan. God got a plan. And long story short, they got back together. And I'm saying it was awesome. But look what she had to go through because she didn't trust God enough. They was going to church, loved the Lord and everything. But look at God. I'm telling y'all, we got to trust God's plan, trust his time. We got to stay in there. And when it don't work the way you want it to work, know that it worked even better because God already knew what he put in us. And we got to keep that hope alive. God bless you.
Woo! Woo!
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
My fire flames.
Amen.
My God.
Yes.
My
A lot
God.
Of confirmation.
My God. My God.
God.
Don't be distracted by the haters. Trust God's plan and timing.
Amen.
Oh my God.
Yes, that's an on time word.
I don't know if you want to come in first.
Praise God. Praise God. That's an on time word. We need to. You know, this is what we need. We need to hear the voice of God, you know, to keep us focused. Because if we don't hear the voice of God, we won't be focused. Like she said, you know, we be listening to the haters. You know, we be woe is me. We be, you know, crying out. We be stopping, stuck and, you know, in a circle. But praise God, you know, he hasn't given up on us, you know. He has a perfect timing for us. You know, and that's what we have to understand is the timing that he has for us. You know, it's in his will that his will is going to be done in our lives, not in ours, you know. And it's just, that just helps me so much to really understand because sometimes you can forget, you know, you thinking it's all, you know, it's all about you, what you doing, you know what I'm saying? But it's all about his will and what he's doing. And so we get, you know, looking at the world and how we, you know, live in this world, you know, sometimes we get off track, you know, but praise God, his word will keep us. It will keep us in line because God has our sisters and our brothers here to help us to encourage us, to enlift us, you know, to in the word, you know, the word that, you know, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And he couldn't, you know, Daniel, he is the best example. you know, how he praised God, you know, when things was against him, you know, just like what we, how we live every day, you know, and go on these jobs and things be against us. But praise be to God, you know, we know that the word tells us if God be for us, he's more than the whole world that's against us. And so we just thank God for him being more than the whole world that's against us, because without him, we are nothing. And, you know, so he chose us for such a time as this to stand on his word, to stand out, to let our light shine before men so they can give God praise. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be trusting the Lord with all of our heart and leaning not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledging him so he can direct our path. And without that word, you know, we'll go astray, you know, but we just have to continue to keep his word, you know, speaking it in season and out of season, meditating on his word day and night, you know, not looking at TV, you know, giving up, you know, like she said, praying and fasting like Daniel did. You know, we have to know what to do when he's not speaking, but he's speaking at all times. But we have to be intentional in doing his will. And I just thank God that his will is going to come to pass in our life. He's going to make sure of that. Because he promised us that, because we are his promises. We are not our own promises. We are his promises. We are his promise. So his promise is yea and amen. And so I believe God, you know, his will is going to come to pass, because he's still showing me what he's promised he going to do. And I just, you know, just patiently wait. Don't worry about your age. Don't worry about what year it is. Don't worry about what the media is saying. All we have to reflect on what the word of God is saying, because he is the word and he has the final say. Amen. Thank you, mighty woman of God, for bringing that word, that relevant word that I needed, you know, to continue to encourage me, you know, continue to, for me to surrender to him and, you know, just let him have his way, because I need that. I need it. I can't do it no other way. I can't do it my way, because my way is no way. And so his way is the way. And I thank you, mighty woman of God. May he encourage you and revive you in your spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Evangelist Hill or Deacon Pentecost, do you all have any comments?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Springer, for that encouragement, that on-time word, like Pastor said. You know, Daniel is a great example for us today to follow about. You know, Daniel was taken away from his land and put into this pagan land. And they wanted Daniel to conform to what they worship idol gods. But Daniel stood strong. He stood in what God, Jehovah God, had told him to do. So he continued to keep his same pattern of praying to Jehovah. He wasn't going to bow down to King, I think it's Nebuchadnezzar. No. He stood for what he was supposed to stand for, just like we supposed to do this day with everything we got going on, everything we seeing, how the world is trying to say that two of the same kind can do this and children have the right to make the decision which sex they want to be. No, we should not compromise or go along with that. We supposed to stand. And even to the point now, we haven't been thrown in no den of lions, thank God, but We got dens of other stuff we deal with. Like Pastor say, going to these jobs every day, dealing with people who are not believers, who don't reverence Jehovah. But thank you, Sister Springer, for reminding us that we got to, I like what you said about it. We got to acknowledge, accept, and appreciate what Jehovah God has done for us. So, yeah, I acknowledge it, and I definitely accept it and appreciate it and know that it's only because of Jesus the Christ that I am righteous, that I can stand bold and proclaim his word. So thank you, Evangelist. I enjoyed it. Amen.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. That trust in the process. And Daniel, yeah, he, you know, during the fast, you know, and standing his ground, you know, no matter what, standing his ground and sticking to, it's a lot of distractions. A lot of times A lot of time he used the family member he used was close. You know, I used to listen to the old timers all the time, you know, and not just numbers of people, but in the faith that have been doing this walk for a long time. You know, stuff stick to you. You know what I'm saying? How they speak, how they check on you, and genuinely mean it. And you see them go through and make it look good. You know a little bit about their business. You know what I'm saying? And I used to, you know, look from afar and be like, you know, how are they doing it? But as you get your routine down and you keep exercising and putting this word, you know, to action, and God will finally, he'll allow some of that stuff to, you know, after when you ready for it, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just, he wants to draw nigh to him. He ain't gonna give us nothing that's gonna push us away from him, you know, that we're not ready for. He's a good daddy. He's a good father. But you learn to stand your ground, you know. You learn to get your routine down, and you begin to work that word no matter what come up. You trust the process, like your title. You trust it, because don't nothing else work, and you fall in love. It feels good to know that somebody got your back. You hear it all the time from worldly point of views, but when you find out, you start seeing that this thing worked, you know, something finally worked. He really do love me. I've been looking for love everywhere. I've been looking for protection and looking for this security and looking for something, you know, like you said, the king for Daniel, you know what I'm saying? He was, man, just a good word. That was a good old word. So I'm still at work, though, but that was a good word. I'm going to shut it off. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, it was definitely a word. Please pardon my, I got these allergens really messing with me. It's like, you know, when she was talking about, don't be distracted by the haters, because, you know, we got a great work that God is doing in and through all of us. And if we're not doing it, or if distraction is happening, then we're not actually putting our full focus on what we're supposed to be doing. So instead of being distracted, continue to trust God's plan and his timing. And so we already know it's going to always be haters. It's always going to be somebody mouth on you. Irregardless if you're doing something good, bad, what they like, what they don't like, it's always going to be a hater around. It's always going to be a hater around. And I liked it when she broke down the synonyms of what a hater is, or the some of the actions that haters do. Having anger, causing others to, you know, other things to come out because of that anger, doing things because somebody else is being blessed. And I never really understood why a person can dislike somebody and don't even know them. And when you ask them, why you don't like them? I don't know. I just don't like them. So the issue may not be them. It's that individual person